You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Ginny Smith and with me, Chris Smith.
And finally, here's Hannah Critchlow with our rather dated question of the week.
This week, we tease apart history to try and solve a puzzle that Neil and Babette MacDonald wrote him with.
Historians and archaeologists talk about ancient artefacts or structures that are so many thousands of years old. How do they date these objects? Is it just from carbon dating? And did these ancient civilizations have some sort of time and date recording system in place then as well?
So, how best to date ancient artefacts? For the answer, we turn to our very own resident expert, naked archaeologist, Diana O'Carroll.
Well, the answer is a bit of both. Sometimes archaeologists make use of the dates recorded by these civilizations, but most of the time it's better to get a carbon date to check that these timeframes are accurate. When you have a king proclaiming that his ancestor ruled for 400 years, for example, it does happen, you'll want to check this out with other evidence. Now, archaeologists use a number of tools to put dates on things they find, and they tend to fall into two categories, absolute and relative. With relative dating, dig finds are placed in order, and that can be done using stratigraphy. Stratigraphy refers to the layers of earth or mineral deposits in which remains are found, and the deeper you go, the older the layer will be. Another relative dating technique uses typology. Humans tend to go through fashions in the many things they make. Whether it's pottery, road building, house construction, or metal forging, we can usually identify what period the objects we find belong to. But this is only because we already have a back catalogue with which to compare them. And it's why you'll often hear an archaeologist pull a broken, unimpressive bit of pottery out of the ground and exclaim with excitement. It's usually quite useful for dating that stratigraphic layer with.
But surely sometimes these layers get mixed. Old bits of pottery might be used for generations, or what happens when someone goes against the fashion trend? In this case, an absolute dating technique is required. Back to Diana.
Carbon dating is probably the best known chemical technique, although there are others. When organisms such as people, animals, crops, and trees are alive, they're continuously exchanging carbon with their environment, and there are two main types of carbon out there. The one we're interested in is carbon-14, because it's unstable. When an organism dies, that carbon-14 starts to decay at a measurable rate. All you need to do to work out when that organism died is to see how much carbon-14 is left in proportion to the other forms of carbon. So to sum up, the Mayan civilizations did have a calendar of their own, the one that was supposed to end last year, and sometimes they were kind enough to leave dates on carvings and inscriptions about their rulers. They didn't, however, leave dates for the minutiae of daily life. And that's when we need absolute dating.
Thanks, Diana O'Carroll, for a trip through the dating world. And as Evan AU points out on the forum, there are other clever archaeological tricks, like optical dating, which examines when buried minerals were last exposed to daylight. Next, moving on to present-day city life. Jeremy Eaton wrote in with this.
Do you have a stronger immune system if you live in a big city because you are surrounded by more people and their diseases?
So, do city dwellers have a stronger immune system in the long term? Let us know your thoughts by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.